News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nuclear generators, hydrogen and battery storage are options we should explore to generate clean electricity. So wrote John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin, in his column in the Irish Times. He joins us now. John, just talk us through the point you were trying to get in your article. You were basically saying we can't rely on wind and solar to replace gas as a reliable source of power.
Yeah, wind on average will get about 30% of the electricity the wind energy generator can produce. You get about 30% because the wind doesn't blow solidly all the time. So you need something when the wind doesn't blow. Solar, you'll get a bit when the wind doesn't blow and you have a really sunny day. But you need something else. You cannot have an electricity system where you all go to sleep and do nothing and do freeze if the wind doesn't blow. So it's what you do to back that up that is clean. That's the problem.
Okay, let's go through some of the options. You talk about nuclear generators. Now, we've been having this debate for decades in Ireland, but you do say there is a kind of new technology here that may make it more attractive. Is that right?
Yeah, it still isn't in production in the US. They're talking about sometime after 2030, smaller nuclear reactors. But the problem about them, if they come cheap, then we could consider them. But if they're as expensive as larger nuclear reactors to generate electricity, the problem is that you only want to run them at the most 70% of the time, because the wind, we will already have spent the money on the wind. And you're trying to back that up. And nuclear isn't good for coming up and going back down again to back up the wind.
I suppose the other big problem with nuclear is we can't even build power cables in this country without a huge hullabaloo. How would we ever get a nuclear generator, a nuclear plant, however small, established in Ireland?
Well, we're looking at what we do in the late 2030s when we want to get rid of all the gas generation. Until then, gas is the backup supply. But it's in the long run to go completely clean by 2050. We need to find an alternative. And there are a range of alternatives. That's one. Another is you can use the wind to make hydrogen. And then burn the hydrogen instead of natural gas. So there are a range of options. They all seem pretty expensive, but we need to start thinking about them and investing in research to find the right answer.
What about battery storage? Tell us about that one.
The problem is, was it 2010? There was 3 weeks when the temperature was below zero and there was no wind. There's no way that you could have a battery that could store enough electricity for the country for 3 weeks. So batteries are good at smoothing things out, and they will be part of the solution, but they are not the solution.
It sounds like we're facing a huge challenge here.
Yeah, well, the world is. For other countries, like nuclear in the US, it's a big system. So, and they have a load of wind in Texas and so on. Nuclear is probably going to be part of the solution. It's just our system is too small. The problem with nuclear reactors is that until now they've come in really large lumps. You always have to have an electricity system, another station ready to go in case anything, you have to shut down the biggest plant on the system. You would have to have three or four gas stations ready to go doing nothing to back up an existing nuclear plant. Far too expensive. There are people who have ideological objections, but this isn't about ideology, it's about economics. Yeah. Nuclear doesn't make sense in Ireland.
Could it make sense? And last point, and sorry, this may come across an entirely ignorant question. I'm clearly not an expert in this area. Could you just say, right, we'll use wind for export. We'll become a huge exporter of wind, and we will go with these modular nuclear as a way of powering our own electricity network.
That's a possibility, but the problem is that when the wind blows here, it blows in Britain, so that we're quite coordinated. So The British have an issue with what they do when there's a load of wind in Scotland. They can't get it down to the south of England. So that is a possibility. And all of these issues need to be considered. I wouldn't be absolutely definitive on nuclear, okay, because we haven't researched it. But I don't think that that's going to be the option. At the moment, when the wind blows, and it doesn't blow in Britain, we export to Britain, which is good. But the wind tends to, in northwestern Europe, be coordinated.
All right. John Fitzgerald, always fascinating talking to you. John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.